you're in the woods and it's all silent and you just hear that
whoosh
of the wings going by. It's,
oh my gosh, that is so like, what is that?
Yeah.
Ah, ah.
Yeah, it's really powerful. It's really eerie. If I mean, maybe I perhaps have none of the characteristics of a raven, but if I had to choose an animal to be, that's probably what it would be.
No, you can be your own raven. You can be, you know, an ex-Vancouver Chamber Choir raven. Oh, you were a raven all along. We are in the wrong section. So, yeah, I have this raven story. I was driving home, and then there's this pickup truck construction site, and this bird pops out of the bed like it's massive. Head pops on, like, that is not a crow, that is massive.
Yeah.
And then, woof, I thought it was going to pick the truck up and fly away. It's like they're just so amazingly massive. So so, and it's a powerful bird. So congratulations for being a raven.
Oh, thank you.
There you go. On actually on Bowen Island is Simon Daniel James, who's an animator storyteller, and it's called Raven Tales.
Really?
Ironically, and I was going to go visit him. So look it up on YouTube, Raven Tales, and you will see Raven the trickster and messing around with Eagle, who's the wise guy, and then the frog. And he's on Bowen Island. Look for him.
Cool.
A raven.
I will.
Yeah, Raven Tales. So, all right, so we're going to play a tune, and we'll actually plug your upcoming concert again for everybody in the land, Radio Land. Where is this at?
Yeah, okay, so this Friday, January 6th at the Western Front on East 8th Avenue. Julie McGeer with Peggy Lee and Jeff Younger start the night at 8 o'clock. And then Jess Hill's band is on at 9, and I'm on at 10 with my band of truly amazing musicians.
Ah, sounds wonderful. So reintroduce yourself and a track from your CD, Fractography, is that right?
Yeah.
And then we will play it. How's that? Can you tell us which tune we should play?
I get to pick the tune?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Well, are you in the mood for something really arty and experimental, or something more like...
We're in the mood for what you bless us with, Raven Lady.
All right. Well, let's do Freighters then.
Number four.
Yeah, I love freighters. I've always been obsessed with the image of those big old freighters out in the bay, both for their gritty, rusty, ugly kind of horrificness, and their beauty and elegance, and the kind of the mystery of them being out there and where they go, and the fact that they're sort of countries unto themselves. So I wanted to write a song called Freighters, and that's the image I had in my mind when I was writing this tune. So,
all right, here we go. Freighters, thank you.
Thank
Alicia.
You.
Raven Lady. Check your, oh, you have a website and everything too, right? Where can we find you?
Oh, yeah, AliciaHensonMusic.com.
All right, check
all
it
right.
out.
All right. Thanks so much.
Good night.
Good night.
Water? The City of Vancouver is making water saving kits available to Vancouver residents for $12. Using the kit could help residents use 15 to 20% less water indoors and 10 to 15% less energy for heating water. Kits are available at Vancouver City Hall and the Client Service Center on the main floor. The limit is 2 kits per resident while quantities last. Proof of residency is required. For more information, visit www.vancouver.ca/water.
All right, everybody, special treat. We have all the way from New York City, Jordan, who is part of the Occupy Victory Media Tour, which is doing some filming for the wonderfulness that's going in the Occupy movement. So, Jordan, hello, are you there?
Hey, JPG, yeah, I'm here.
So, we talked on New Year's Day about the festivities / barricade takedown and reoccupation of Zuccotti Park. That was on Saturday. So, what's been happening since over there?
Well, a whole lot of stuff's been happening. It just seems like my Wall Street never sleeps. I'm starting to understand that more and more each day we're here. As far as updates on Liberty Plaza, we were told during the raid on New Year's Eve that the park would be reopened at 8 a.m. That didn't happen. And when we asked the security why it was not reopened, they stated there was some broken glass that they had to clean up, which was not visible anywhere to any of our team. And they stated there was damage to the park that needed to be repaired, which, again, was not visible because it's all a solid marble park. I'm not entirely sure how it could be too damaged. They didn't open the park at all the next day, period. And they said it might be open by 9 a.m. On January 2nd, which, again, it wasn't. And it only finally, and they stated that it hadn't reopened because of electrical issues. Apparently, they had to repair all the power outlets around all the trees where they had all the Christmas lighting. Somehow, they stated that was damaged. We don't really believe that to be true because of various other things that were told by occupiers. It's a long story. But finally, the park has reopened today on the 3rd, earlier today. We actually haven't been able to have time to swing by it yet, though, to see what kind of presence is there. But we've formed a close relationship with some of the working groups that are committed to, their working group is simply committed to holding space for Occupy Wall Street and Liberty Plaza. So I'm sure at least some of them are down there right now.
So they don't want, they don't want you in for some reason. Why would that be?
it's just crazy out here. Today, we have been on a series of actions against the National Defense Authorization Act, which was just signed into law very quietly the night of New Year's Eve by President Barack Obama. Very little media information about that got out, and Congress is out of session, and it was a big holiday, so no one's really paying attention to the signing of that legislation. And basically, that legislation is a very, very broad, sweeping piece that enables a whole lot of things, like U.S. military being able to be deployed not only across the world, but within the U.S. borders and territories as a policing organization. Allows them to arrest and detain and hold in custody for indefinite detention any citizen, U.S. or otherwise, anywhere in the world, as long as they can make some sort of vague suggestion that they were involved in or involved in supporting some sort of terrorist activity. We've seen how broadly they've applied that type of categorization in the past. And basically, it allows all sorts of terrible things like that, taking away our First Amendment rights and our rights to habeas corpus. Basically, you can be arrested and not have a trial, not have the right to know your accuser in court, and not have your charges, not have charges brought against you and held indefinitely, like, say, Bradley Manning is for quite some time. But you might not even get the respect of a military trial. So, in response to that, Occupy Wall Street held a press conference at the New York Public Library at noon where they spoke out against the legislation and actually had a pretty awesome piece of little performance protest during that press conference. They had some people in military camouflage that would periodically come by and slap a black bag, black hood over the head of one of the people in the press conference, and hold their hands behind their back and haul them out of the press conference, and big struggle that caught everyone's attention. It's kind of give a visual realization of what may be coming in the near future for American citizens. And they ended that press conference by having the last speaker in the middle of his speech be hooded over and dragged away screaming, and that even got the attention of the NYPD, who came by pretty suspicious, unaware of what exactly was going on, thought some illegal abduction may actually be taking place. So it was pretty convincing. And then they led a march from there down to the offices of two senators, Gilbert and Schumer, who were signatories on the NDAA, and demonstrating in front of their office, and had someone, you know, black hooded the whole way on the march. And we actually met Sergeant Shamar Thomas there on the march. He was accompanying us. If anyone remembers the military veteran who was speaking out against NYPD brutality in many videos, asking, you know, why are you doing this to unarmed citizens? These are unarmed people. Why are you hurting them over and over? He's a great hero of the movement.
And he's a big guy, too, right? He's not ginormous. He's big on YouTube.
He's a really big guy. He's an imposing presence, but he's been so loving, accepting of everyone in the Occupy movement. He's just like a big warm teddy bear until NYPD starts really being aggressive and doing things that they legally might not be able to do, but they do anyway.
Wow. So I want to step back a bit. Charles Schumer, isn't he a Democrat? And he signed this?
I'm not too up to date on that, except that Schumer was, apparently he's one of the worst people in taking money from corporations and whatnot within New York State. He's a politician that is especially disliked here in all of this. So the demonstration against him in his office was pretty emphatic.
So let's go back to the performance art piece, which is really this kind of black hooded thing. Set that up a little bit again and talk about just the power of that particular kind of injection the performance had in the serious kind of press conference? Because I'm just kind of processing that, how that whole situation, you know, how that looks again. So maybe if you could repeat that a little bit.
It was pretty powerful. They're holding a press conference on the steps of the New York Public Library, and the audience was, you know, on the ground around in front of the steps and listening. Some of the press was there, and we got a whole lot of footage of all of this for the Occupy Victory Media Tour, so which you could check out later. But yeah, they were speaking out against the National Defense Authorization Act and kind of enumerating the things that it will allow the government to do against the U.S. citizens without charge, without trial, just arrest and indefinite detention, and to really make that point visceral and to make it real for everyone, this realization that this isn't just, you know, another piece of paper they crosses over a few desks with a few scribbles of a pen and that just, you know, it's over. This is something that drastically changes the basis of constitutional law within the United States and opens up all sorts of doors and precedents for even more constitutional rights to be stripped away that haven't already. And basically they made the images of, you know, Guantanamo Bay and Abu Ghraib, the prisoners with the black hoods and the jumpsuits and just like the, like even the more extreme cases like sensory deprivation equipment on them, they transferred that from these distant lands where extraordinary rendition has been happening for years thanks to the U.S. government, and they transferred that right to the heart of New York City and made it real for U.S. residents, U.S. citizens here by having randomly, out of the blue, completely surprising, someone just standing around enjoying public space, bam, hood over their head and hauled off, kicking and screaming for an unknown location, never to be seen again.
Were these people who were abducted, were they part of the performance, or did they know what was going on?
Yes, they were part of the performance. It was all prearranged. The Direct Action Committee went around and asked people who wanted to be part of this demonstration, who wanted to be mock arrested.
That's good.
And actually, our teammate on the Occupy Victory Media Tour, Courtney, our live streamer, was asked and was very eager to be one of those involved in the demonstration, except that she was live streaming and Direct Action Committee felt it was more important for her to maintain the live stream.
We'll do it when she comes back to Vancouver. That's crazy. Well, I'm just kind of blown away by the whole what was down there and the boldness of what's going on. So that's victory, I suppose. Hey, like as much as it's victory of telling the truth and bringing it home, and you only have a window to be able to do it that way. So
yeah. I mean, it's just any time where you can surprisingly make something real for somebody that is incredibly important that they may feel is just distant and vague and not affecting them because they're a law-abiding citizen. When you can put that right in their face in a way that they cannot ignore it, in a way that pretty legitimate to what could easily be coming in the near future, it's just incredibly powerful, and in my eyes, that's definitely a victory to communicate that in such a way.
Well, it's such a balance because it's so violent, and we're trying to, you know, be a peaceful movement, but sometimes I guess that's the truth or the artist's response, so yeah. Thank you for sharing this. I can feel anxiety in your voice, man. So go hug a tree or get close to nature for some, and we'll see you back here. Like you're back here tomorrow, right? Is that right?
I'm sorry?
You're back in Vancouver this week, right?
Tomorrow, yeah.
All right, well, take care, my friend, and say hi to Courtney and all the other fans of Occupy Vancouver out there. Stay safe.
We will, definitely. Thank you so much.
All right, that's Jordan all the way in New York. We're saying thank you here in the studio for you. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. So, anybody want to talk to him? You can go for it.
Oh yeah.
Tune up a little tune here. We're gonna get back to you.
Hi, this is Theta.
Alicia, you're gonna play another tune from her.
I just wanted to stay.
And then
I
we're gonna get
were
back
so
to you.
Eloquent and articulate.
We're gonna get back to you, Theta, after this tune. Thank you.
some sound. If you take a bite, will it heal overnight? Can your word of the day keep your sentence away? Can you walk when you can't feel your feet? Won't they take you down the same street?
Alicia Hansen. Check her out this Friday at the Western Front. Tickets are $12 in advance now, or $15 at the door. Alicia Hansen. All right, Melody's Mind, which is a show following ours, is on in 7 minutes, and they have 38 seconds to promote their show. Welcome, Ryan Fletcher.
Well, as you all know, Melody's Mind is one of the most outstanding radio shows ever to hit the airwaves. And coming up on the show tonight, we have three really exciting, amazing artists. They're some of the best artists in the universe. So first is going to be Little Birdie. So
Ryan,
maybe
work in marketing.
Little Birdie could say a little bit. Is she?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. So this is Little Birdie, and she'll tell you a little bit about what to expect from her.
Wow, another bird. We had Raven. We talked ravens.
There's a bird theme going on tonight.
Yes.
What to know about me? I am a vagabond musician that tours across Canada and Europe, playing my songs for people.
Nice. Yeah. Are you from Canada or are you American?
I'm Canadian.
Okay. Because I was going to call you a little water ouzel, like an American dipper.
No, I will take no American slander.
No. It's birdie love.
Birdie love is good.
Yeah.
All right. And we're going to have Glenn Chatton.
Chat with us, Glenn.
How you doing, guys? Glenn Chatton here. Yes. On a beautiful radio station of this caliber always makes me feel great. And I've got some new music coming up today. I'll be sharing the airways with Ross Fairburn on ukulele, which is always fun for me. Yeah. And stick around. We're going to have some new music that I just wrote a new song just a little while ago. So I'm going to be debuting that here tonight. Thanks.
Yay. Ross Fairbairn.
Okay, and Ross Fairbairn.
Large man, small instrument.
Oops. Yeah. I figured just to be as unproportional as possible.
You mic'd up here with duct tape.
I did. Duct tape all the way. I'm Canadian through and through. There's nothing that duct tape and hammers, that's the only two tools I need.
Can't
fix anything for you. Oh, I can figure it a way. Oh,
okay.
I did put together, a 56 block Chevy block in, no, I don't know. I don't know.
There's another show you can talk about all
okay.
that.
Well, stick around. We got
5 minutes.
Stick around. We got wonderful music. See you soon. Goodbye.
We're taking those 8 seconds, reclaiming it for us. So, Theta Phoenix is going to play a tune that's close to 6 minutes long. So,
all good. Go and I'll be on Melodies of Mind sometime this month as well.
Yeah,
Theta Phoenix. My website's thetamusic.com. You can find me there and check out videos on YouTube. And this is the legacy song, and this is my vision of the world that the Occupy movement would want to create, right? So, all right. With songs of freedom, with songs of love, songs to inspire us all to rise up, to make the changes in this world, answering the call to protect this beautiful planet and the dignity of all. We regained our liberty as a people, self-governing. We choose to live in harmony. Working together, we're thriving and free. The face of the world has really changed now that we've liberated ourselves from fear and shame. We have reclaimed our God-given right to clean water, clean air, food and life. And the light shone from the eyes of love. Your voice touches the hearts of all, inspiring the courage, freedom to act, freedom to choose, dream and dance, to do what's right, and take a chance on life. Ooh, oh. We've returned to farming the land, plant natural seeds in the soil and sand. We harvest the crops with our very own hands to feed our fellow man. We are connected like the grass's roots. We're friends with our neighbors and we give a hoot. We barter and trade our goods locally with community currency that's usury free. We cherish the earth, have abolished all toxins. Our oceans are clean, and the whales and fish are rocking. Together, humanity has planted the seeds that have given rebirth to a world of peace. And the light shone from the eyes of love. Your voice touches the hearts of all, inspiring the courage, freedom to act, freedom to choose, dream and dance, to do what's right, and take a chance on life. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Has been a journey to remember how to take the reins of reality, harness the power of now, to awaken to the center, to awaken to the dream. For maybe we are God, projecting it all in the greatest game in the galaxy. And the light shone from the eyes of love. Touches